procedure yesterday, which is said to have been successful. Kensington Palace hasn't confirmed why she needed treatment, but did say the condition was non-cancerous. Our royal correspondent Laura Bundock says Kate will need time to recover.
This recuperation period of hers, 2 to 3 months at home in Windsor with her family, means she will certainly not be taking part in any duties during that period, and her husband is taking time off as well to support her throughout her recovery.
The Prime Minister's urging his party to unite as he prepares for more Tory revolts over his Rwanda plan. 60 backbenchers backed changing his policy last night. A vote on the final version of the proposed law takes place later. 4 men have been found guilty of murdering 2 rappers in a revenge attack in East London. The victims were shot and stabbed in a bedroom in Ilford 3 years after one of the defendant's brothers was killed. Price rises accelerated slightly last month despite the predictions of experts. Inflation rose from 3.9 to 4%, partly because of the increase in tobacco duty. Economist Simon French says it could factor into the Bank of England's decision-making when it comes to interest rates.
In April, we get big increases in the national living wage and pensions. That's going to put the Bank of England on a little bit of a cautionary note, wanting to see how that plays out. Late spring, early summer feels a little bit too early. It feels like late summer when the Bank of England will make that first move to lower borrowing costs.
A football pundit says she's left the country because of online abuse that left her scared to go out. Eni Aluko says she's considering legal action over insults by Joey Barton. And Peter Omani has been confirmed as Ireland's rugby union captain for the Six Nations. It follows the retirement of former skipper Johnny Sexton. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Oh, thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will remain largely dry and clear, however a few patches of cloud may drift in from the north in the early hours, and the odd isolated snow shower cannot be ruled out with lows of -4. Now the sun rises at 7.56 on Thursday and it will remain mostly dry with plenty of brightness in the morning, but areas of cloud and a few wintry showers drifting in from the north through the afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Drive. Cheers, Scott Ross. 4:01 to 3. Yes, it is Wednesday. Yes, he was standing in for Bob again. You can obviously come back next Monday, 1 to 3, and Scott will be sitting in the chair again. But it's all about Drive. Music from the 70s to now. I've got Word of the Week, Drive's Track of the Week as well. Yes, it's back for 2024 and so much more. But kicking off today, we've got BTS and Dynamite.
'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kick out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is getting heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat's treated like money. Disco, I'm alone, I'm into that, I'm good to go, I'm down, you know I glow up. So I'm a light.
BTS and Dynamite here on Phoenix FM. Now, oh, we've got a brilliant 4 at 4.30. You know, I like a kind of tenuous link 4 at 4.30, or we have a chart. But today, what we've got all the song titles. We've got the word looking in. And talking of words, yes, we've got word of the week come up. And we've also got Drive's track of the week. Yes, it's back. We'll be having more independent artists next week as well. But it's all about today. And so I thought I'd go for another Essex girl that I loved back in the day. All Cried Out with Alison Moyet. Cried out, Alison Moyet, all the 80s, good times. Now, I was talking about independent artists. There's an artist that I love. He's sort of indie, alternative, bit poppy as well. I don't know if he'd like you to say poppy, but Alex, if you're listening, you know we love you here at Phoenix FM. This is Canada Docs from Alex Hopkins. We've got the Stones coming up. We've got loads from our A-list as well.
Feeling kind of nervous, split my personality, half a person on the surface,
half a struggle underneath. That day, that crowd, you came and threw your name to me. Don't know quite how. Here we are without a garden. Guess a single room will do. In a studio apartment. If I'm living here with you. No more cracking under pressure. Like I did before we met. Now I pull my life together. Cause you should be hard to figure it out. That day.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You took my keys and then you nicked.
I've got a couple of the 80s coming up for you soon. I'll be checking out the travel as well. Not too much going on the roads at the moment, thank goodness, but I'll keep you updated in a minute. Now, it's Joe Boxers. Do you remember them? Dave Collard. It's the keyboardist. Birthday today, born this day on 1961, and this is their 1983 hit Boxer Beat, taking us straight up to the travel.
The silent ones talk, just make the box of the sea and the sad ones happy. And you'll be doing in the box of beat. And you'll be doing in the box of beat, box of beat. And you'll be doing in the box of beat, box of beat, box of beat. The box of beat, the box of beat, the box of beat. Just let the crazy continue and let the toxic ones leak. Just make the lazy ones work and let the power release. Just keep your shoes on the loose and keep your neck from the noose. Just keep your eye on the ball and keep your feet in your boots. And you'll be doing the box of beat. And you'll be doing the box of beat, box of beat. And you'll be doing the box of beat, box of beat, box of beat. The box of beat, the box of beat, the box of beat. The box of beat, the box of beat, the box of beat, the box of beat. The box of beat. The devil in hell, just keep the chains on the rail. Just keep the stars on the sky. Can't let the silent ones talk. Just make the blinds on the sea and the sad ones happy. And you'll be doing the box of beat. And you'll be doing the box of beat, box of beat. And you'll be doing the box of beat, box of beat, box of beat. The box of beat.
FM travel news.
Well, as I say, actually, the roads are not looking too bad at all. The M25 anti-clockwise, though, the lane is closed on the entry slip road due to long-term roadworks. That's at Junction 28, A12 Brentwood at Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there, although it's not looking too bad at the moment. Also in Brentwood, there's temporary traffic lights due to electricity work on the A1023 High Street, both ways at Crown Street, causing a little bit of delays in there. Now heading over to Nightingale's Landon Hills, there's temporary traffic gates lights due to electricity work at Nightingale's and Forest Glades there. But again, not too much happening anywhere else at the moment. I'll go over to Whitman for you. Temporary traffic lights due to water main works on Avenue, both roadways between the B1018 Collingwood Road and Station Road. So not bad at all there. Now have a look there as well. We've got normal service. Yeah, has resumed on the C2C between Ockenden and Chafford 100 Lakeside following the earlier road vehicle hitting that bridge. So it's great news to see that that's all back and running. Head over to the Tube. The severe delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the circle lines anti-clockwise. Clockwise is looking okay. Severe delays on the district line between Whitechapel and West Ham. No service on Hammersmith and City line. Eastbound between Liverpool Street and Barking. No service on Metropolitan line southbound between Wembley Park and Aldgate. Aldergate. Severe delays as well on the Metropolitan Line northbound between Baker Street and Wembley. Underground station still closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between East Acton and Heathrow's Terminal 1, 2 and 3 and between Acton Town and Axbridge. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Well, just before the travel, we played the Boxer Beat, but now it's Tears of a Clown from the Beat. Listening from the US, if you're an ex-Essex Pat, then you'll know that was called England Beat, London Beat, weren't they? Because there was already a beat in the US. That's why that's changed their name when they released tracks out in the US. Anyway, I digress as usual. Now, our two at 2:30 today. They're not going to be a home and away one, speaking of the US. No, but I do like a tenuous link, as you know. Now, before J-Lo was famous as a worldwide singer, songwriter, just everything about her is just wonderful. I won't put the actress bit in there, but obviously she does all that as well. But before she got famous, she was a backing singer for a famous, I won't give it away, a band slash artist. So before she got famous, who did she do backing vocals for? So I'm going to play J-Lo first, obviously, because we do love her. And then the artist after is the one she used to do the backing vocals for. I wonder if she was on the backing vocals for that track. We'll have a listen. So J-Lo was the backing singer for Janet Jackson before she became famous. London-born boy Michael Kiwanuka is probably the first time I've actually played him on Drive. He's a 2020 Mercury Prize winner. Absolutely love his vocals. If you haven't heard of him before, you are going to fall in love with him now. I'm sure you have, though. This is Michael Kiwanuka with his 2012 hit, Home Again, here on Phoenix FM.
I feel home again, home again, home again. One day I know I feel strong again. Lift my head. Many times I've been told, all this talk will make me.
I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows.
want to break free with Queen here on Phoenix FM. Now, after the ads, we're going to have a brand new track from the Phoenix FM A-list with Blossoms featuring Finley, To Do List. Absolutely brilliant track. I've been playing that for weeks. Also, we will have, before the top of the hour, we're going to have our Word of the Week, all coming up after the break.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Fingertips for the rest of your life.
Don't look at old photos to pass the time. It does you no favors, they will remind you of a rose-colored view in your mind. Traces of someone you left behind. I was foolish, it's proven. Keep moving, to-do list after the breakup. Smiling on occasion, their name is brought up in conversation. Nobody need know your palpitations. First things first, self-preservation.
Remember whatever you do, do not call. I've been wondering why heartbreak's not taught. It's good to warn's what we're in for. I'd have got myself a degree to be sure, but I was foolish.
If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't. I was foolish, it's proven.
was another one from the Phoenix FM A-list there. That's Blossoms. Lovely to hear them back, to be fair. But featuring Findlay as well, that brings a whole nother level. Absolutely love that. That's Blossoms featuring Findlay with the to-do list. Now, it is time for the first time, actually, in 2024. It's back. Word of the week. Right, now, it is Spuddle. Yes, it was first documented in the 17th century. It's S-P-U-D-D-L-E. And it means to work efficiently and looking extremely busy whilst achieving nothing. Now, if you're looking over at your work colleague now, yes, so it's working on unimportant things essentially as well, rather than the task at hand. And what you could put it in a sentence, I suppose, like, I really love John as part of the team. He's such a lovely guy and brings good energy, but all he does is spuddle. We're not meeting our targets. So, yes, the word of the day is spuddle.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Thank you.
and free falling. Spuddling. Do you know what? I'm going to use that because you can also use it as spuddling as well. You've been spuddling. I've been spuddling all day. You could say it like that as well. So I'm going to try and use that. So let's hashtag that spuddle, our word of the week. S-P-U-D-D-L. I might actually put it up on the website as well a little bit later for you, but there you go. Right, now we are going to have Clash with Rock the Casbah. Their album Combat Rock in 1982 only reached 30 in the charts. How did that happen? Now we will be back after the news with a brilliant track from Kaiser Chiefs.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.